I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. And whatever your party or no party at all, you need to be a voter in 2024. Tuesday, September 17th is National Voter Registration Day. So if you're not registered, maybe that's a good day to mark on your calendar as a reminder to get registered. Plus, it's a really good reminder to check your registration and make sure it is up to date. Have you moved? Maybe you got married. Maybe you changed your name. Is all of that up to date? You don't want to get to the polls on November 6th and be locked out of voting. You can always go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov to check your status. Again, I think I just said November 6th. General election is Tuesday, November 5th. And if you need additional information, Civic Media has you covered. Head over to civicmedia.us/vote, civicmedia.us/vote, and you will learn more about all of the relevant deadlines, early voting, all that good stuff. Because everyone needs to have their voice heard in this such a historic election. We certainly heard from some conservative voices during the DNC. Apoplectic. I mean, Trump's meltdown on Truth Social was sort of epic and typically nonsensical. So I think it's really important to check out a couple of the truly eyebrow-raising things that they had to say. Now, keep in mind, during the DNC, the Harris-Walz ticket raised $82 million. That is, I believe, a record. They have raised over $500 million, $540 million, in the month since Harris announced her campaign for the presidency. So, yeah, you would expect Republicans to be a wee bit in the freakout mode, I would say. So it was unsurprising to me that Republicans took what I think by any human measure was the most heartwarming, wholesome moment of the entire convention when Gus Walz got up and was showing his love for his dad, giving the speech of his life. It was really a beautiful thing. Of course, not so beautiful for Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham. I think I said it was Laura Ingraham before, wasn't it? It was Ann Coulter.
It was Ann Coulter and Jay Weber.
Jay Weber.
Good old ISN's Jay Weber.
Yeah. Ann Coulter, conservative commentator. I could say many things about Ann Coulter. I won't, because the personal attacks really aren't relevant, but she has her own sort of messy personal life. Everyone, I think, at points in time does have a bit of a mess in their personal life. So I think, you know, it's one of those things that you would hope a commentator lays off of at least the kids of candidates. And if not the kids of candidates writ large, at least the kids of candidates who have nonverbal learning disorders and ADHD. And if not the kids of candidates with nonverbal learning disorders with ADHD, maybe the kids of candidates with nonverbal learning disorders not coming out and making some overt political speech that attacks your chosen candidate. Just a kid standing up and cheering for his dad. That merits Republican derision and disrespect and attacks, apparently, to Ann Coulter and WISN's rock star, like marquee commentator Jay Weber. It certainly did. Ann Coulter, minutes after Gus Walz got up during his dad's speech to cheer on his dad, tweeted out, "Weird." Ann, why is showing love for your dad weird? Why is it? He's crying. He's having a good time. He's so excited. Why is that weird? Why is it weird for a child to express that? Why is it weird for a 17-year-old boy to be brought to tears by his dad's impassioned vice presidential acceptance speech. What's weird is that you think it's weird. This is why people call you weird, right? Like, what is going on?
And I'm no Republican operative, but there's got to be someone in there that says, hey, maybe if you go and say that this is a beautiful moment and show that you can say that this is good too, maybe people will say, oh, they're not all weird and crazy and jerks. But literally every single one of them can't even accept. They can't even accept a, just a joyous, pure joyous thing and call it pure joy. They have to say something mean about it. Like, J.D. Vance can't go into a store. He failed the cheesesteak test. He can't just go in and say, hey, look, this cheesesteak is delicious. He goes, do you have any Swiss?
Why isn't there Swiss?
Like, who says that? Like, do you have any horrible food here at this grocery store so I can give it to the journalists? No, you just say, hey, look, I'm in a grocery store eating local food. See you, bye. I'm a good person. Bye. Have a good day.
Can't do that. Cannot do it. Jay Weber, I mean, this is the text of texts. I'm not going to use the semi-expletive that he uses. This is Jay Weber, WISN headline famous, one of their brand defining commentators on WISN, wrote this. Sorry, and this is, again, he's in referencing Gus Waltz's wholesome, exuberant outburst of love and joy for his dad. Sorry, but this is embarrassing for both father and son. If the Waltzes represent today's American man, this country is screwed. And he acts like he is Tim Walz introducing his son. Quote, meet my son, Gus. He's a blubbering blank boy. His mother and I are very proud. End quote. Gross. Weird, gross, disgusting, unfair, unkind, cruel, unnecessary, and beside the point. But what's not beside the point is your cruelty, is the lack of humanity, which you choose not to show to anyone who disagrees with you, right? Like, that you think that people who disagree with you are not owed a modicum of acknowledgement of their human dignity, a modicum of respect, is what is weird. It is what is unacceptable with the entire MAGA platform these days. It's fine if you want to argue for your policies. It's fine if we want to have great political arguments, but your cruelty is not acceptable. And it wasn't just Ann Coulter, and it wasn't just Jay Weber. The cruelty parade from the MAGA cult continued all last week. We'll hit two local people in addition to Jay Weber, who said other disgusting, ridiculous, frankly, cruel things. When we come back, I want to hear what your favorite moments, most shocking moments, most excited you were from the DNC. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Your calls and texts coming up next.
You are a rude, terrible person.